from Imperial College. And finally, it's our Gene of the Month, and this time it's Sarcolamban. A relatively new addition to the list of fruit fly genes, Sarcolamban gets mentioned because of its unusual size. It's much, much smaller than regular genes, and one of thousands of so-called SMORFs, or small open reading frames, scattered throughout the genomes of many organisms. For a long time, it was unknown exactly what, if anything, these SMORFs did, but the tiny proteins that they encode are now being discovered to play all kinds of important roles in cells. Sarcolamban itself makes two little proteins, known as peptides, that are important for keeping flies' tiny hearts beating regularly, and a similar gene has also been found in humans. So, as with so many things in life, size doesn't always matter. That's all for now. I'll be back next month with more reports from the Genetic Society Spring Meeting, including how to breed a better cow. If you've got any questions or feedback, just email me at genetics@thenakedscientist.com. You can get in touch through the main Naked Scientist Facebook page or tweet me at Naked Genetics. Every episode of the Naked Genetics podcast is on iTunes and online at nakedscientist.com/genetics. The Naked Genetics podcast is brought to you in association with the Genetic Society, online at genetics.org.uk. I'll see you next month for another peek inside your genes.